when we talk about the Flames Foundation. There are great people who work there, but the only person that we can talk to is really the one and only Candace Gowdy, who joins us on the program right now. Hello, Candace. How are you?
Good, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. How are things treating you?
Really well. Yeah, we're doing really well. We're nice and busy. Things are good in our world. So, how about you?
I'm good. I've been back to somewhat normal for a few months now, so it's kind of good to be back in a somewhat normal pre-pandemic routine. Even though the Flames aren't playing, we're kind of close to it. So it's been good. Tell us about Calgary Flames support for sport and your announcement yesterday.
Yeah, thank you. It's I heard you talking about it. We love this. We think it's a pretty unique opportunity for sports teams and a different program right now. So, yeah, anyway, it's a donation from the Calgary Flames Foundation and an application process for sports teams in Calgary and sports associations. So not just hockey, all sports in the city can apply to participate in this program through the Parks Foundation. And then all of the donations that they can raise will be matched by the Calgary Flames Foundation up to $10,000. So if your group can raise $10,000, we'll chip in $5,000. If your group can raise $5,000, we'll chip in $2,500. So it's a 50% match, which we think is pretty cool. And the other really awesome part of this is you apply to participate through the parks. And then once you're approved, if you get approved, you get an account. So the Parks Foundation does amazing work with administering projects mostly around parks and playgrounds for so many groups. This is for sports teams, and teams will have the ability to issue tax receipts. So once you get your account details, you can start raising funds and get, your networks to participate and donate. And then the sports team will have the ability to issue tax receipts. So we know that, most sports teams aren't CRA registered charities and therefore can't provide tax receipts for donations. So we think that's also a really, really cool part of this program and a unique opportunity for teams.
Well, and I think it's especially important right now because when you read the release and, I hadn't thought about it quite to this extent, but I mean, that Sport Calgary number about how many different organizations, sport organizations in this city that are struggling and in a lot of ways hanging by a thread, that was kind of a sobering reminder of the world we're living in right now, which is why I think this is such an important endeavor.
It is. Yeah, it is. And, Sport Calgary did release the stats on how many teams are looking at not operating and, just the challenges in the sports sector as well. And the other cool thing about this program is, it's hard to run trade. It's hard to raise funds for operations. It just is. And lots of teams and charities know that. And that's, those are all eligible expenses. So it's not just for travel and tournaments. It's for operations. We know rent is one of the biggest problems for associations and for those are more associations than teams. But we know operations that teams have canceled their seasons or that they just haven't seen the number of youth participants return and therefore the registration fee income is down. And you can go on and on about what's caused, those deficiencies, but that's what this program is for. We know that the sports sector is in a tough place as well. And hopefully we can help teams here this fall with this.
Well, and the donation and the matching is outstanding and will do a huge amount of good. But what I really like is that you're also, it's also kind of like a light in a fire, right? And hey, we're going to help you fundraise and make it so that you can maximize the amount of money you raise and thus maximize the amount that you'll be able to match. I like that it's kind of both playing into one another.
Absolutely. And that is part of it. The Parks Foundation does such a tremendous job in providing that infrastructure for the groups that they already work with. This is for them to be able to expand what they do and work with sports teams at this capacity. And hopefully we get a ton that apply it's a strong collaboration and we're really happy to be supporting that because they do such a tremendous job in helping groups raise funds. That's part of what they do. That's one of their greatest strengths. And we think that that's a really neat thing to give to teams is the ability to access that.
So first of all, this is underway already. Like you can sign up or apply right now.
You bet. Yeah, it opened yesterday. So the application period is currently up. It goes until the middle of October. So we are telling teams to, check out the eligibility details. Get your applications in. The fundraising period is until the end of December, so teams do have, you know, time to solicit for donations. It is matching donations. It doesn't match fundraising, so, you know, raffles and bottle drives, that's not necessarily what it's for. It's matching donations. So it is open and ready to go for teams that can get their applications in, you know, until the middle of October. So there is some time, but we urge people to do it quickly.
Right, so get on it now. But
yeah.
You've got time, but not a ton of time.
Yes, yeah, there is some time, but like, just, you should just do it today.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Where can people find out more, Candace?
Yeah, so you can go, it's on both the Parks Foundation websites and the Calgary Flames Foundation website. So the Calgary Flames Foundation website is CalgaryFlamesFoundation.com. You'll see it there on the homepage. It's also /support for sport. But you can just go to the foundation webpage, and it's super easy to find there. It's right on our main rotator.
What else is cooking right now at the foundation? I know you guys are busy. I know that the asks and kind of the demand is large right now, but what else you got cooking right now?
Yeah, the ask and the demands are large, and it's, you know, we're trying to really be collaborators in our community right now. So we're working with a ton of charities. You know, about 3 weeks ago, we announced our $1 million extension to our COVID community support program, which is, you know, where the bulk of our resources are right now. So it's over $2.5 million we've distributed through that program. This $200,000 is, you know, another addition. And right now we're just getting ready to send funds out for our annual program. So obviously we're still hyper focused on that. And that's, you know, our commitment to the Rotary Flames House and Kids Cancer Cares peer program and the Flames Grade 6 program. Those programs and the charities that run them are still working so hard to adapt their services and, you know, what they're doing. And we're working with those groups diligently on how we can support them and how we can be a part of it. So, yeah, it's good. I mean, and I should also say, not that I haven't just been saying a lot, but while I'm here, our the application period for our hockey programs is open until October 15th. So it's financial assistance and the Flames Community House League. So information about that stuff is also on the website. But we like to talk about that while the application period is still open.
Well, you might as well talk about it right now.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's great. As difficult as it has been for some to return to school or to sports, we think that that's, you know, a positive thing in a safe environment that's being administered by so many. But, you know, those groups are working so hard to make sure that they can do whatever they can to ensure that health is the first priority, but that kids are still benefiting from, you know, being in an environment where they can play.
Great stuff, Candace. You guys are doing outstanding work right now, and I mean, just the fact that you're continuing with your yearly commitments in a year where, you know, revenue is down across the board in every business is incredibly impressive. But then on top of that, to come forward with the COVID-19 Assistance Fund, and now what you're doing with the brand new Calgary Flames Support for Sport idea, you're doing outstanding work. Always a pleasure to hear about it. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for doing this, Candace.
Thanks so much, Pat. Appreciate being on.